Cumulative test, units 1 to 9.
A cyborg is a being which has human and artificial body parts, a mix of man and machine. Whenever most people think of the term, they imagine Hollywood film characters, people who can outrun cheetahs and bend steel bars with their hands. While we are pretty unlikely to see those kinds of superhumans anytime soon, in some sense, the first cyborgs are already among us. I probably would never have given this topic much thought if I hadn't been a surgeon before I left the profession to become a science fiction writer. I used to put bits of hardware inside people for a living, like new ceramic hips and titanium rods for severely fractured legs. Isn't it wonderful that patients can be helped in this way? What's even more amazing is that we've developed fully working limbs for people who are missing them. Some devices are purely mechanical, but many are now controlled by the wearer's own nervous system, using microchips implanted in the body. Lost senses can be regained in this way too. In 2014, British pensioner Rose Fulton managed to see again after being completely blind for 10 years thanks to microchips in her eyes, which sent images to her brain. The image quality for such devices is currently very poor, so patients themselves have to train their brains to interpret the images. But it's a great deal better than nothing, and the technology is getting better and better. The fact is that machines and biology are already coexisting in many patients' bodies and have done so for years. Almost nobody would object to medical uses like this. But how far should we go when we implant technology into people? Why stop at medical treatments? Why not give ourselves extra abilities as well? Evolution gives animals only the senses that they need to survive, but wouldn't it be great to have more senses? It might be useful to use sound to see in the dark, like bats, or to navigate more easily because, like pigeons, you can sense the Earth's magnetic field. These kinds of things sound pretty harmless. The problem is that no sooner do people invent a new technology than someone else misuses it. Imagine super-fit soldiers with heat-sensitive infrared vision. International laws will have to be created to stop Frankenstein creations like this. But will all countries pay attention to such laws? American inventor and entrepreneur Elon Musk is well aware of these dangers, but he thinks they can be overcome. Not only that, but he argues that humans actually need to become cyborgs to survive the next millennium. Artificial intelligence will almost certainly be developed, Musk believes. And when that happens, humans will be competing with machines. Two computers can exchange millions of bits of information per second. But however fast humans speak or write, we only communicate about 10 bits of information per second. Musk proposes developing implants which enable people's brains to communicate wirelessly. If we don't do this, people like Musk argue, humans may find it hard to keep up with computers. So perhaps we won't be using computers in the future. We'll be computers ourselves.